agriculture use in strawberry.
Carol saved me some time because I'm part of the same project, so this is a big multidisciplinary, multi-institutional project, and I'm the director of the Technology Adoption Working Group. I'm a rural and agricultural sociologist at Washington State University, and I'm going to tell you about some of the work we've done looking at strawberry growers' experiences with and opinions about plastic mulches, both polyethylene and biodegradable plastics. Plastics are widely used in strawberry cultivation. If anyone was at the session prior to this on strawberry production, we also know that there are lots of regional differences in strawberry production. This particular research focused on three regions. California, our biggest strawberry state, the Pacific Northwest, and a couple of mid-Atlantic states. And we collected data, kind of confirmatory data, to show that, yes, indeed, these regions look quite different when we look at farm characteristics, marketing practices, production practices. But we were particularly interested in differences in plastic use and opinions about plastic use. We administered a survey to about 1,500 strawberry growers in multiple states. This was in early 2016. Our response rate was about 21%. We had 220 completed questionnaires, a small group from California, then about 60 growers from two states in the Northwest, Oregon and Washington, and then 130 respondents from the mid-Atlantic states of New York and Pennsylvania. So those are our three regions we're comparing. Looking at farm characteristics, again, this is just evidence of something that a lot of us already knew, that strawberry production looks quite different depending on what region of the United States you're in. California, farms are larger. This average acreage is a bit high because we did have some really large producers participate in this survey. Organic production was more prevalent in California. The hill system, so annual hills with plastic culture typically was most common in California, 71% of respondents. Matted row system, not as prevalent. Fumigation was typically used, and these were berries grown for fresh market, typically not so much direct to consumer marketing, but wholesale marketing. Pacific Northwest, we had much smaller operations or strawberry acreage, some organic production, kind of a mix of annual hill and matted row production systems, and not so much not much fumigation used, and fresh market production and a lot of direct-to-consumer marketing. And then the Mid-Atlantic looks different from those first two regions, much smaller acreages, not much organic production, higher prevalence of matted rows, not so much fumigation, 100% for fresh market, so not the processing market that we see in the Pacific Northwest, and then predominantly direct-to-consumer marketing. So confirmation that, yes, indeed, these three regions look quite different, which then takes us to starting to ask questions about plastic mulch use and opinions about plastic mulch. We hypothesized that we would see something quite different in the three regions. So we asked, have you ever used standard polyethylene or PE plastic mulch in your strawberry field? Most respondents from California indeed had used plastic, 91%. We see a much smaller percentage in the Pacific Northwest, only about a third. And then the Mid-Atlantic, about 70%, and statistically significant regional differences here. So the respondents that had experience with PE mulch, we then asked a series of follow-up questions, including this one: how satisfied were you with the results of using polyethylene plastic mulch in your strawberry fields? And if you look at the biggest pieces of the pie here, 38% said they were very satisfied, 38% said they were moderately satisfied. When you look at this question by region, there were no statistically significant differences. We asked two open-ended questions, again, to those respondents who had experience with polyethylene mulches. What do you like the most? What do you not like? After coding the responses, here are the results for what respondents liked the most. Weed control, number one thing people like. 68% of folks mentioned something about weed control, and then cleaner berries, second in the list here. 28% mentioned cleaner berries, and then a few other things listed on the slide. What do you like least about polyethylene mulches? And removal and disposal, and if you even go down to that third item, cost related to removal and disposal, big concern among respondents. We then asked, well, how do you typically dispose of your PE mulch? These are the results for the entire group of, again, respondents who had experience with PE mulches. About two-thirds said that they brought plastics to landfill or a dump site. 26% burned the plastic mulches. 19% recycled the mulches. And then burying, and then a few other practices were just 5% here at the bottom. Looking at regional differences, though, we see some significant differences. Not so much with this question, the landfill. The percentages there are a little bit different, but not statistically significant. Recycling, however, California, much more likely, California growers much more likely to recycle their used plastics compared to the Pacific Northwest and Mid-Atlantic growers. And then burning, much more common in the Mid-Atlantic region than the other regions. And 0% of respondents claim to burn plastics in the California growers. And burying, probably not enough responses there to really look at differences. Opinions. Again, I'm a sociologist. We always include statements and ask people to disagree or agree with statements related to the topic that we're studying. And this was the series of statements that we had related to polyethylene mulches. And I just point out a few things about this list. If you look at the items where we had a high percentage of people agreeing, those statements included disposal of used standard PE plastic mulch films is a big environmental problem. So we had 60% of people who generally are satisfied with the results. They use the mulches, but they do feel that it's a big environmental problem. 65% agreed that mulch is often fragmented during removal from fields, and 60% said that proper disposal was economically burdensome. If we look at the other end of the spectrum, the disagree column, we see that about 60% did not think that mulches harmed the soil. Looking at, again, regional differences in these items, were there any statistically significant regional differences? And up here, I don't have the detailed results, but I'm happy to tell you more in the Q&A if we have time. There were four items where we found statistically significant differences, and those are indicated on the screen. In general, the Pacific Northwest respondents were more skeptical or critical of PE mulches, believing that they weren't so environmentally friendly, that they fragmented, didn't quite think recycling was a viable option, things like that. So the Pacific Northwest growers kind of stood apart from the other two regions. And then given that there are concerns about PE mulches, a large section of the survey did focus on biodegradable plastic mulches, which is the focus of our big SCRI USDA project. I'm just going to show you one result here. This is a question that we asked about future adoption or even possible future adoption. How likely are you to even consider using a biodegradable product in your strawberry fields? And we do find, again, a statistically significant difference across the regions. California growers, let's see, are about a quarter of them said they're very likely to consider a biodegradable plastic mulch film. 27% moderately likely. So about half of California growers are quite likely to think about this as an alternative. Pacific Northwest growers, despite their answers to other questions that make them seem maybe a little bit more environmentally inclined, not so likely, but that could very well be tied to the production system, their use of matted row production system, which isn't as amenable to using plastic. And then Mid-Atlantic growers, similarly, only about 30% said that they would consider using biodegradable plastic films in the future. And then I have a plug here for a poster that I will be standing by tomorrow afternoon. So I won't take up too much time here getting into my biodegradable mulch results, but I do have a poster that's up at the Viticulture and Small Fruits number 2 poster session tomorrow at 1:30. So we do have a lot of interesting findings related to these alternative plastic mulch products. And I think with that, I've got that same slide that you've all seen now a few times and our website up on the screen. I also want to thank the Washington State University Social and Economic Sciences Research Center. They're our survey research center, and they helped implement the survey and handle a lot of the data management for this big survey that we did. Thank you. Yeah, so the question was about, did we ask questions about some of the regulations or the maybe limitations and practices based on regulations? And we, besides that list of agree, disagree questions that you saw, we didn't ask anything else about polyethylene plastics and any regulatory matters related to those plastics. We did have a much longer list of agree, disagree statements about biodegradable plastics and a whole bunch of other questions about kind of hypothetical scenarios. You know, if there was a product that was approved for certified organic production in the United States, then would you be likely to adopt a biodegradable product? So we kind of touched on some regulatory issues when we asked some questions about the biodegradable products. And then we did have some open-ended sections where people could write whatever they wanted, and that's where we get into some issues that maybe we didn't ask specifically about in this survey, having to do with regulations and such.
Oh.
Yeah, we have a question, and it's on the poster, some of the results, this BDM biodegradable mulch trait preferences. So not so much how long do you think it lasts in the soil or this or that, but if you could design your ideal biodegradable mulch, how long would you like it to remain intact, or how bio-based would you want it, or... there was a whole list of questions, so we have some interesting data on that. Yeah, exactly. Yep. So those preferences definitely differ depending on the region and the production system that's most prevalent in that region. Yep. And our data shows that. Thank you.